From California, The Phil Hendry Show, with Robert Leonard, Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw, and Margaret Gray.
And ladies and gentlemen, I am Margaret Gray. Here's my very dear friend, Bob Goulet.
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go.
Jesus.
Excuse me.
With sunlight,
your lips red as flame,
your face with a luster
that puts gold to shame. Oh God, the lyrics alone.
But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn?
Is he gay?
How I
kill it, kill it, kill it, kill the music. Why do you let him do that?
Bud, why do you jump on the mic when you know she's doing an intro like that?
Just was asking.
Why did you ask that?
Because he's singing about it forever, or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, Bud thinks any guy will sing like an opera singer. Bud, let me tell you something, Bud.
General Galen Shaw, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Phil. Bud, it is not gay, nor is it effeminate for a man to sing in the operatic style. The tradition of opera is longstanding, not only in our own country. Robert Merrill of the New York Metropolitan Opera, have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but who wants to hear the gaiety of it, you know?
It is not gay.
Would you, please, General?
No, Margaret, I know how to handle it. I know how to handle it. I'm kidding, Bud, I'm just kidding. The thing of it is that I...
Thank you very much, General. No, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall.
God, would you end it, please? Either end me or end you or end the music.
Look, I'm sorry. You're not going to pee down my back and tell me it's raining.
Okay, I got to take charge then.
Oh, here comes Daddy to spoil our fun.
I'm not spoiling your fun.
I'm trying to tell Dickman about the operatic style, and you're talking about me peeing down your back. Let me show you something, okay?
Oh, my.
Turn it off.
Oh, my God.
General, why are you doing that?
Listen, I'll tell you something. She paid for it. She bought it. She paid for it. There it is.
This is the second time. That is absolutely crude.
General, I can't have you do that.
Well, then you tell her to give me some respect. All I want is some GD respect. All right?
General Shaw, you are behaving in a way...
Don't tell me how I'm behaving. You bought it. You paid for it. You got it.
General Shaw just dropped his pants again. This is night two.
Oh, listen. General Shaw just dropped his pants again. I was explaining to Bud Dickman. There, now you got me belching. How do you feel about that?
So you're going to blame me for your bad behavior?
Yes, I am. Yes. Bingo. Yes, I am.
All right. Enough. 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 General?
Oh, well, then you have to have her. You have to have her. Have her get acquainted with her respect mechanism and then respect me.
All right. Sit down, please, if you don't mind. What is going on here, man, you know?
Well, I was introducing Bob Goulet.
Oh, baby.
Just take it easy. What is with the oh, baby?
Well, you know, this whole Bob Goulet, I question whether or not you really knew him.
I beg you. You get Frank Gray on the phone right now, please.
Well,
Get Frank Gray on the phone right now, please.
Right, see, this is what I'm trying to not have. We have a guest, we have two guests that are scheduled. We got Ted Bell. We got Dean Wheeler. We got a lot of stuff that we got to do. Would you turn that music off, will you, Bud, please?
Why does he...
Get out of here!
Is that from Robert Goulet?
When she stops to love...
Not Bob...
That's Robert Goulet!
Get out of here, will
you? How dare you say something like that? Robert Goulet was one of the greatest stage singers, live singer...
Yes, he was. Robert Goulet had a great voice. Absolutely.
And everyone, all they remember is the night that he'd had a couple of drinks and he forgot the words to the...
National Anthem.
Oh, that's Robert. Now I remember. Now I know why that singing grated the wrong way on me. That's the guy, huh?
I forget when it was. It was one of the Muhammad Ali fights, and he was chosen to sing the National Anthem.
Well, there's no sense in making excuses for him, Phil. And here is this woman, Gray.
Oh, this woman, Gray. Is that's who I am now?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, you are. You are defending a man, and I remember Bob Goulet. Well, you call him Bob, all right. I remember Bob Goulet. Oh, say, did you see Endelet? Oh, man.
You're kidding me. He butchered it up like that?
I forget what he did, but it was not, it wasn't good. And it was blamed on an excessive amount of alcohol. It's rather famous. I'm sure you can look it up on YouTube. Maybe during the break we'll find it. It was Robert Goulet, and he forgot the lyrics. Yeah.
Well, I think it is one holy hell of a commentary to hang that on a man after the career that Bob Goulet had. Now
you see, you're doing that again.
What?
Every time you start to get into your preachy mode, you go, Bob Goulet.
Oh, Phil, grow up. This is my presentation for Bob.
Yeah, see, she done it again. She done did it again.
Yeah, that's what you do. You go, Bob. Yes, I notice it too. Are you the only one that doesn't hear this?
What are you talking about?
Just what Phil said. You go, Bob Goulet. And it makes me want to come out of my pants again. That's what I'm...
Get your pants... Put it...
Well, then tell her to stop.
General Shaw, if you take your pants off one more time, I have to tell you goodbye.
So this woman comes in here, she farts, she belches, she uses the toilet till it overflows. She has tampons stuffing up the plumbing.
All right. We're starting the show tonight, I see, as if we are a quarreling family. And more to the point, as if I am the father of a bunch of quarreling children, and it will not stand. Now, what are you doing?
I asked Bud to bring this music up because, ladies and gentlemen, my husband, Frank Gray.
Thank you.
Frank Gray, ladies and gentlemen, will now talk to us about me knowing, and him knowing, Bob Goulet.
Yeah, and are we on the air?
Yes, we are, dear.
Well, where's Phil?
I'm right here.
Oh, how you doing, young man?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm better than Custer. What is that?
It's Robert Goulet.
Oh, this is Bob Goulet. Yeah, he was a tremendous, tremendous wife to point this out to you.
What's that?
I said he's a tremendous wife to point this out to you. She was a great singer, and I'm glad that he told you that we know her. Or we did, God rest her soul.
Is Robert Goulet gone?
I believe so. That's how well I know her. I don't know if she's still alive.
How could it be in autumn?
Well...
I apologize. Autumn,
yes, it's a little...
Hold on for a minute. I just heard from Nikki. What's that, Nikki? Oh, Robert Goulet passed on in 2007.
Okay. Now, there's a joke. I could easily say that that's why she's not returning my calls, but I'm not going to go there.
How dare... You know something, Frank? That is tasteless.
Did I say that I'm not going to go there? I said I could have said that's why she's not returning my calls, but I didn't, did I?
You did, sort of.
Oh. Will you turn that down, for God's sake? I can't hear myself think.
This is Bob Goulet.
Oh, come on.
All right. I have to take a break.
You take your break.
Thank you very much. And then we have interviews to do, so I have to hang up on you now.
Oh, you're going to hang up on me. Why don't you come?
Yeah. All right.
You just hung up on Frank Gray, one of the top entertainment attorneys in Hollywood. And I'll tell you...
Be quiet, Margaret.
Oh. Yeah, right here. This, right here. No one can do that like Bob.
All right, that's great. We'll take a break. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Dean Wheeler and Ted Bell coming up next, and a debate over team nicknames. Very fascinating thing that we found out.
If ever I would leave.
All right, world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com got caught with our, if you'll pardon the expression, got caught with our pants down, General.
Well, that's supposed to be about me.
Well, we're talking, we're going to, as yet, we don't have on the line with us here our good friend Ted Bell. We will get him and Dean Wheeler momentarily.
I demand that, can I say something?
Go ahead.
Why don't you share with your audience what you just sang?
Yeah, you have to do it, Mr. Henry.
Well, what do you think? That's some big thing?
Yes, I think your audience will find it shocking. The fact that you are someone that people love and trust.
Well, Phil, I don't think anyone will find it shocking at all.
You think people are going to find it shocking?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And the fact that General Gray and the rest and these two don't get it, I'm stunned. Now I'm even more stunned. Let me just ask something. You guys think that if Phil sings what he was singing during the break, the audience will enjoy it?
Yeah, I think they're going to enjoy the thing of funny.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a third vote from me. And let me tell you something, Margaret. I apologize for yanking my pants down because I forgot I hadn't put on underwear.
And that's the second time. If it happens again, I file a complaint with the state of California.
Oh, well, okay. Excuse me for breathing, but I'll tell you this. Phil can sing that song, and you will have a lot of people on his side.
I'll sing it. And it isn't that much of a lyric, folks. All I said was, you know, if ever I would leave you.
No, hold on for just a minute there, Sunshine.
And I told you I don't like being called Sunshine.
Well, I'm sorry, but I want to set this up. The audience, during the break, Phil was mocking Bob Goulet.
No, I was not mocking him. I was singing the song in a, you know, sort of operatic fashion, acting like a jackass, but I'm not mocking him.
Well, what do you call... He was the one that made that song famous, Phil.
I agree. And he sang it in that, you know, that baritone he has, but I'm not trying to make fun of him.
Well, then what were you... Go ahead, sing what you were singing.
See, now I feel like an ass.
Wait, hold on, Phil. This is what she does. See what she does? She does that.
What's that?
What you... Don't ask what you just did is you put Phil on the defensive, and he had every right, and I think he had every protection under the Constitution. I forget what I was saying.
Hey, Tanner, Phil, you made Phil feel bad, and he shouldn't feel bad.
Will you listen to these mental midgets? I want Phil Henry to sing what he was singing so his audience can get the full breadth, the width, and the depth, and the stench. Not of you, Phil, but of the lyric that you were singing. Go ahead.
Excuse me, Margaret, you're not...
No, go ahead, Phil, it's all right.
If ever I would leave you, how could it be in winter, knowing that in winter I love you so? Your ass is wide from the covered dish gatherings, but I still wouldn't leave you, because I, you know...
Well, you just butchered it up.
Yeah, that wasn't near as funny.
No, it wasn't near as offensive the way you just did it there.
I don't even remember what I sang.
Well, that was the essence of it, though. You're singing about a woman's rear end getting wide during the winter. And are you trying to tell me that that doesn't happen?
I think it is patently sexist to bring up a lyric like that, to sing a lyric like that, to the melody of such a wonderful song.
Margaret, you're going to have to just ease it back. This is 2013. People are really into... We're into sending up everything. We're into mocking everything. I don't know what it is, you tell me, but the society, the culture, everywhere wants to sort of just shatter a lot of norms, and we want to rebuild things. And the first step in doing that is humor.
So you want to shatter what Bob Goulet gave us?
Will you knock it off with the Bob Goulet? I think it's less respectful to call him that.
Well, there you go, right there, bingo. Right there, give the man a cigar. You calling him Bob Goulet makes it sound like you and he, and I think... you know what? You're going to hate me for this, but I think in Bob Goulet's defense, you and he being on intimate terms is reflects badly on him.
Did you finally get it all out? Because I was waiting.
You heard what I said.
Yes, I did, and it had no impact on me.
Yeah, you saying you being with Bob Goulet or whatever.
Goulet, you clod. Bud, you're a dirt clod with arms. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
You're clad with arms.
And a hat.
All right. I don't know what to do now. What should we do?
I don't want to just wait until I bring on Ted Bell after the bottom of the hour. It's too late now.
You're right. Robert, thank you. The one sane guy in this whole room.
Well, Phil, I'm sitting here defending you. Are you calling me some kind of a raving maniac chained to a bed upstairs?
No, I'm not. I'm not even close to that.
Do you hear how he goes overboard?
No. I'm gonna start the... Do you want to see a grown man cry? Because I'm going to cry if you people don't... Knock it off!
Dad, that scared me.
I'm glad it scared you. Okay. Robert Goulet, as I know, is a great song, beautiful song, If Ever I Would Leave You. And I was singing about, you know, in the wintertime when she has all those covered dish gatherings and her ass gets bigger. Big deal. I don't think there's a man alive that doesn't appreciate that about a woman that he lives with, especially when you live in the colder climes. General, back me up.
That is absolutely true, because, you know, Patsy and I was stationed for a while at Fort Snelling in Minnesota,
the old army fort, which they had reactivated for a brief time. Now then.
Oh, God, every time he says now then, I know it's going to be a big, long thing.
Is that right? Watch this.
Oh, my God.
General.
Well, I told you, as long as you're putting your money on the barrel head, I deliver.
What are you laughing at?
General, don't do that anymore, okay?
Well, then you tell her to have some respect.
God, if you're going to do that, I think... Are you senile? Because I think you should go to the doctor and have your mind looked at, because no underwear...
Well, how do you know I didn't... How do you know I didn't do it on purpose?
You like to go commando?
The what?
Do you like to go commando?
I was part of Special Forces, yes.
No, commando means not wearing underwear.
Is that where we've gotten to now? Is that how far we've fallen as a country? Where we take something that was applicable to a brave man? Yeah.
Get him some water or get him a sex change or something.
You'll pay for that comment right there, that one there. You'll pay.
Okay, look, I don't like any of these threats. Go get some water, will you?
Can I get another vanilla wafer?
Sure, aren't there any vanilla wafers, bud?
It's a whole case out here.
Well, I don't know where they are.
Well, what, don't look at me.
Margaret, what do we do around here? It's an entertainment show. It's a comedy show. So somebody's going to be making fun of something. You can't come on here with Bob Goulet singing If Ever I Would Leave You and not expect somebody is going to make fun of it, okay?
I think saying your ass as wide as six axe handles or whatever you say, that's what you sang. You sang your lip, and then what was the line? I see you merrily romping through the dung.
I was talking to Nikki about how in the old days...
No, don't give me a big, long speech about history, Phil.
Well, that's what it was. I mean, we're talking about King Arthur. There probably was cow dung everywhere. So if he was romping through a meadow with somebody, he probably stepped in some.
Isn't that... And that's what you call comedy.
Yeah, it's funny. But here's the bigger point. You know, when I was singing about your ass getting bigger in the winter, what's the big deal, okay? I mean, General Shaw said it, even though he's not wearing underwear and he's sitting there eating vanilla wafers and banana pudding staring at a wall with nothing on it.
You need to get him in for a cat.
For a what?
For a cat.
The radio is on out there. He can hear you.
Cat scan.
I heard that.
Well, you still need one.
All right. No, I will not. I think he's just trying to be silly. All right, folks, we got Dean Wheeler and we have Ted Bell coming up next. They're going to have a free-spirited exchange, I am sure, on the nature of team nicknames. Now, you know this Redskin, you know, we sort of tried to get into it the other night when we were talking about the Washington Redskins and Daniel Snyder. It's been a very, very tough year. In fact, it's been a very tough 15 years for Daniel Snyder running the Washington Redskins. And the nickname of the Skins has obviously been something that has been front and center in the news. So we're going to be talking about team nicknames, one in particular that some white people may consider to be a slur, because there was an article today that I read that I thought was very good, and the guy said, you know, you'd never get away with naming a ball club a white nickname that is a slur, any kind of a racial slur on white people. And I was reading that, and then I remembered something that Dean Wheeler had said to me about a particular nickname. So we're going to talk about a team from the sports world past with Ted Bell, who will be taking one position, Dean Wheeler, who will be taking another, as to whether or not the name Atlanta Crackers. Yeah.
Now, who are they?
They were a baseball team.
And, oh, my goodness, really?
Yes. And Dean Wheeler is going to be taking the side that... don't tell me that they're, you know, don't try to say that that's an offensive name, because it's not. And Ted Bell takes the side that it is offensive, patently offensive, and the sword has cut both ways on this topic. All right. I also want to remind you to get to our website, philhenryshow.com, and pick up a backstage pass. We have, as you know, gift subscriptions all this month. Well, we have gift subscriptions all the time now. So you can get a gift subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website by going to our website and getting one for the people that you love, say, and one of two tiers of the subscription you can have for Christmas time.
Now, the other idea we have for you, of course, is to do your Christmas shopping for your Phil Henry fan at the Phil Henry online store. And we've got everything there that any Phil Henry fan would be happy and proud to own. You can have my career if you'd like. I'm kidding.
Good Lord, Phil.
I'm joking. Anyway, you can go to our website and pick up on our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirts, all the stuff that we have there, clothing, apparel, merchandise, collectibles. It's all there at philhenryshow.com. So it's ought to be a sweet, sweet Christmas for y'all. Now we'll be right back with Ted and Dean on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Why don't you sing this one that Bob Goulet did?
You'll pay, not me. You'll be the one that pays.
I think Bob Goulet did this. And the wind... go ahead, sing it, Phil. Then the wind flies merry.
Oh, brother.
The Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm Ted Bell. Come on down for a juicy prime rib. We've got those Kansas City cut. We got it all at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's
Beverly Hills.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
All right, Ted, good to have you back on the program. Ted Bell is with us. We also have Dean. Turn that down. God, bud.
Well, it's on iTunes.
What? Hold on for a minute. What was that? Because I'm the sponsor of this segment. I must know.
We are using a player for your jingle, Ted, because our wave card application is not functioning properly.
Can I just say something, Phil? Because I took a few messages on Facebook.
Let me get Dean Wheeler on.
You're getting on? I'm sorry, who?
Dean Wheeler.
And what is he?
He's going to be talking with you, debating you on this whole issue of team nicknames.
Wait. I was not informed. Excuse me for just... Is he on right now?
No.
All right, hold on for a minute, bud. Don't put him on. I wasn't informed of this.
I believe we did tell you. I know I sent an email saying that you would be on the show tonight.
Wait. Hold the phone here, Caballero. When I've got my commercial running on your radio show, which is the Ted's of Beverly Hills commercial, and I am sponsoring a segment, you don't necessarily tell me that I'm going to do anything. I mean, I'm paying for this. Okay?
I understand that, Ted, and I sent an email saying, would you mind debating Dean Wheeler on sports team nicknames?
And what did I say?
Bud, you got it?
Yeah, I got it back here at Ted of Beverly Hills. Response at 2:31 p.m. And let's see. Okay, you copied up.
Never mind who he copied. What did he say?
Yeah, no problem. Signed, Ted Bell.
Oh, well, you guys can't take that serious. You know that I'm in the middle of a work day. I got a million and one different things. You send me an email. I say, yeah, sure. I don't read that stuff.
Well, you got it. What do you mean you don't read it?
I don't read it. All right?
Well, I understand what Ted's... Ted, this is Margaret. I understand what you're saying. I know it's a very, very difficult thing for you.
Boy, look at you sucking up. Man,
what? Excuse me?
A minute ago, you're all up in our faces about Bob Goulet, this and that. And now there you are, sucking up on Ted.
Sucking up on Ted.
Uh-oh, you better take that back, Henry.
I didn't mean it that way, and you know it. I'm talking about licking his rear end.
Well, you better take that back.
Yeah, you better smile when you say that.
All right, I take back. I'm not saying anything that is offensive, okay?
It offends me there, Boogie Boy. It offends me.
Boogie Boy? What's that mean?
Oh, boy, everybody with the... You know what? Everybody around here's got a tender ass. I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay, then also there's tampons.
I'm going to kick...
All right, take it easy, will you?
You know, Phil, I've been hearing people say, every time you want to calm people down, you're saying, take it easy. You really ought to back off and get another phrase. I don't mean to be...
Okay, thank you very much for that opinion. She's in the bathroom. Okay.
Yes, she's in the bathroom.
All right. So, Ted, you don't remember?
No, I don't. All I can tell you, Phil, is if you send me an email and you get back a response, yeah, sure, whatever, you know full well I'm not reading it. You know full well that I probably glanced at it and I just went, yeah. You know, don't bother. That basically means quit bothering me.
So you want every time you respond, yeah, sure, just quit bothering me.
Exactly. That's exactly what that means, Dickman. There you go. Now, if you get a more detailed response, like, oh, yes, that would be interesting, or no, I would never do that, I won't do that with your lips, or whatever it is you guys are talking about, okay? Okay, Phil?
I wouldn't do that with your lips?
You know what I'm talking about. Then we have a substantial conversation going, see? But when you send me something in the middle of the afternoon... Hold on a minute, what? Put him in the back table there, okay? I don't want to look at him.
Can I ask you something? Every time I hear you talking to a maitre d' or a hostess or something about put him in the back table, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about some of these people that come in here from the Hollywood community. I don't want to mention any names.
Brad Pitt.
So I just...
Oh, okay. Don't mention any names.
No, I won't. Now, I said to whatever this guy, Bud Dickman, what did I say, Bud? I said, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you said, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no, that means don't bother me, get away from me, get as far from me as you can, because I'm busy.
Well, we don't speak that code, so what do you want me to do?
All right, I'll talk to the guy. Is this that liberal guy?
Yes, yes. Put Dean on the line here. I can only hope that... Hey, Dean, it's Phil Henry. It's good to be with you, man. How are you?
I feel real good. And, Mr. Bell, I was privy to some of your comments. Look, it's nothing personal, Wheeler. It's just that I am... It's business, you know?
Oh, that's perfect. You can call me Dean if you want.
All right, fine. It's his business, you know. It's got nothing and nothing personal at all in it about you. I just don't want to be on the air with some spineless, simpering, whimpering, lisping, and light-chewed, you know, liberal. But it's nothing personal against you.
No, not at all. I understand.
Boy.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, you just basically turned the guy into a walking stereotype, but...
That's all right, Phil. I expect these kinds of things. And I'm ready to debate Mr. Bell as soon as he is.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Are you going to use that voice?
Yes, I'm going to. What voice are you going to use?
I'm going to use my usual masculine voice.
I happen to be a heterosexual. I'm married to a woman, and I have been for the last 15 years.
Oh, man. Man.
Okay, Ted, I'm asking you to simply accept the situation as they say in the military. You know, just accept the situation and deal with it, all right?
Yeah, okay, Clint. Well, where do we begin?
Well, we're talking about the Atlanta Crackers.
Right, the Atlanta Crackers. Now, who gets to start? Do I start?
Oh, that's okay. You can go ahead and start, Ted. I'll take the rear.
Yeah, I'll bet you would. Wow.
I'm sorry I misspoke. I said, what I mean is I'll come up behind you. I'll do it second, okay?
Yeah. You know, Phil, this is not going to go well.
Just, you know, give us your opinion. I will control the flow of the debate. Don't worry about it.
All right, well, the Atlanta Crackers were a baseball team founded in 1901 in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, a lot of people don't think that there were offensive nicknamed sports teams designating white people, but I'm here to tell you, and you can look it up, the Atlanta Crackers existed, and they existed from 1901 all the way to 1965, if you can feature that. That's 64 years. 64 years that the white people of Atlanta were slapped across the face every single baseball season, every single game of every single season. The Atlanta Crackers are taking the field, and you might as well have had, you might as well have had a giant hand, and everyone in the stadium stands up, and the giant hand comes sweeping across the stadium, slapping every white face. And then, just for good measure, it goes back the other way and slaps them backhand. It's like a wave, only you're being slapped across the face till a tooth loosens.
Well, Ted...
I mean, it really angers me. And to think that existed for 64 years and no one said a word. Meanwhile, the Washington Redskins, a storied, longtime franchise in the hallowed National Football League... I don't think I need to explain to you what the National Football League has represented to our country over the years. It has been an example of manhood. It's been an example of business acumen. It's been an example of merchandising brilliance. It's been an example of community cohesiveness. It's been an example of the business world hand in hand with government. It has been everything that we hope and wish and pray that our country can continue to be. And yet here we are talking about changing the name of a football team that has been with us for 70, almost 80 years. It makes me want to vomit out of my ears, my nose, and for good measure, a good straight fire hose shot a la Monty Python right into someone's face.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
No, that was good. That was good. That was an effort.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Henry. It was an effort. Hey, hold on for a minute, Phil.
No, I got to get to Dean now.
No. Hold on. Hey, Emilio, come here. Hey, Mr. Henry said I did a really good job at a show. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's good, you know.
Okay, get out of here. You're doing a great job, kid. All right.
You know, there's an Amalio that works at Bobby Dooley's Western Estates. Amalio Fandango?
No, that ain't him. Are you nuts? What's your last name, Amalio? Browning? Amalio Browning. Now,
Browning, huh?
Yeah. Why? Oh, I see. A guy with the first name of Amalio has to be Mexican? Oh, what a racist. You know?
Phil, I'd like to say a couple of things.
Go ahead, Wheeler.
Okay, thanks, Bell.
Whoa. You don't call me Bell. You call me Ted Bell.
Well, then you call me Dean or Dean Wheeler.
Okay.
I can't hear that. What?
I said okay.
Thank you very much, Dean. I mean, Ted.
Wait a minute. What did he just call me?
He misspoke and called you his own name.
Oh, that happens.
I apologize. I'm a little bit nervous. Phil, I am on to represent the side that says that the Atlanta Cracker nickname was not a racial pejorative, and that the white people of Atlanta did not suffer from what Mr. Bell calls a slap to the face every time they took the field or played a baseball season. The Atlanta Crackers were named after a term used in the South that is, in point of fact, rather positive. It's a term that originates in 18th century southern United States, what was then the southern colonies of the British Empire. And the term means a good storyteller, someone who is boastful, someone who is a raconteur.
What are you talking about?
Hold on now. Nobody interrupted you.
Well, I can't let this guy get away with that.
No, wait a minute, man. You can't interrupt, all right?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Bell. I didn't say anything.
Well, that's up to you, pal, but I'm not going to let you sit here and spin some bull crap. And
Ted, I'm going to tell you, Ted, I'm going to put you on hold if you don't be quiet.
Anyway, Phil, the term cracker originated in the southern United States in the 18th century, and it means a boastful person or one who tells a story, one who spins a yarn. It was one that described the very itinerant Irish and Scottish people of the region in those days, and in point of fact, it is mentioned in a letter to the King of England during that period, where the writer says, Your Majesty, they have a very interesting term down here. It's called cracker. It's for these rather roguish and renegade Irish and Scottish people who travel the countryside, I think, Phil, selling pots and pans or pig. I don't know what they're selling.
They're traveling the countryside and selling.
Hold on, Ted, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he said, Your Majesty, they're called crackers. So there.
Is that how he ended it? So there?
No, I'm saying so there to you.
Okay. All right. Well, both of you gentlemen, hang on. So there is the beginning. Well, I just said so there.
So there.
All right. So that's the beginning of a conversation we're having here about offensive team nicknames vis-a-vis white people. And according to Ted Bell, he thinks he's found one here with the term Atlanta Cracker. You guys can look up the Atlanta Crackers online, I guess.
Yeah, it's got to be on Wingopedia.
Will you get the name of it right? It's Wikipedia, man.
Well, what are you yelling at him for, Phil?
Yeah.
Every time you mention it, you go Wingopedia, Wikipedia, Winklepedia. You never get it right.
No, man, why don't you get it right? I'm trying the best I can.
Now you made him cry.
Oh, he's a baby. Just get it right, will you?
Making me look like a jackball on a radio.
You're the guy that's looking like a freak. All right, we'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com with Ted Bell and our main man here, Dean Wheeler. And back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, just to show you that we're an all-purpose, very egalitarian radio show that can go between a voice intro to a segment and a musical intro to a segment. Here's the Ted's theme.
Stay safe. My money is making this segment of the Phil Hendry Show possible, and that's all right. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's my money.
All right, Ted, and I appreciate that. Ted Bell is sponsoring this segment of the program, but what we are talking about here is the Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're talking about the Ted's of Beverly Hills restaurant sponsoring this segment. We're also talking about the Atlanta Crackers. Ted Bell joins us. He's the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Dean Wheeler, who's with the Northern California Holistic Center, is also on the line with us. And General Shaw, what did you want to do?
Well, yes, I might just simply say that I want...
Can you back off the mic?
Back off of the microphone, General.
And I'll do that.
Say that again.
I can't hear myself. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3.
Just say what you want to do.
I'm going to be singing a song since Gray here had Bob Goulet. I'll sing one.
All right, that's coming up now? No, we're doing this.
Well, my understanding was I get to sing it as a kickoff to this segment.
No, no, no. We'll do it a kickoff to this segment.
Hey, General, this is Ted Bell. General, no one in this world is ahead of me in their respect for you and the things you've done for this country. I have so much admiration for you. I have so much respect for you. But just get the hell out of my segment, and I don't want to hear from you again until I'm out of here, until I hang the phone up. Thank you very much.
I beg your pardon?
I appreciate you being there, but I'd like to conclude this thing with Wheeler, and then you can burn the whole radio station down for all I care. I don't give a damn what you do.
You know, the attitude around here...
I was just going to say, there's an awful lot of attitude.
Well, the attitude, Ms. Gray, I think was kicked off by you with the Bob Goulet stick. So don't tell me.
I'm telling you what I want to tell you, and I'll tell you this right now, that my husband Frank Gray and I knew Bob Goulet.
Oh, God, she's doing it, man.
Margaret, that whole Bob Goulet. Anyway, so Dean, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Phil. First of all, let me just say this, Phil.
Whoa, wait a second. He already said what he wanted to say.
No, he was not allowed to finish because we had to go to a break.
What a chip.
Thank you very much, Ted. First of all, Phil, as I mentioned to you, he's right. I've got nothing more to say.
That's what I thought. I thought the guy already did his spiel about this whole cracker thing, itinerant Irish and Scottish. Man, I've heard it all now. Where did you go to pull? Did you pull that out of your shorts just before you went on the air, or did you have to actually think that one up? Because, friend, I ain't buying it. I'm Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I'm here to tell you that calling the people of Atlanta crackers, that's one thing. Calling the baseball team crackers, that's something else. I've been called crackers, but that means nuts, okay? I've been called crackers by business competitors. I've been called crackers by employees. I've been called crackers by girlfriends, and yes, I've even been called crackers by my wife, Darcy, who I love very much. But that means mental. That means a mental midget. That means not a mental midget, because no one could really conceivably or realistically call me that. But it does mean that I'm half out of my brain. I'm half out of my mind. Like there's something wrong with me, almost congenitally. And that doesn't mean a racial slur. But it was to the people of Atlanta back in 1901 all the way to 1965, as the team say, hey, all of you crackers.
All right, now let me ask some questions. We're in the second part of this debate. Let me ask a question, Ted.
Go ahead.
What does cracker mean as a derogatory term? What does it mean?
I can answer that, Phil.
No, let me just hear Ted.
Yeah, he's asking me, Wheeler. Okay, Bell. You know, you can't call me that.
Why can't I call you Bell?
Because I'm Ted Bell. Would you please direct him to call me Ted Bell?
No, I won't, and I want you guys to quit wasting time. What did you call me?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
What are you asking me?
What does cracker mean? Why is it derogatory?
Oh, the word cracker means poor white garbage, okay? Now, you notice I didn't say poor white trash, because I think that has been used so often that the sting of that has been lost. So let me just say what it really means. Poor white walking garbage, okay? Take any garbage, take any moldering, rotting thing out of a dumpster, put legs on it and arms and a head. That's your typical poor white Southerner. And that's what that baseball team was calling their fans. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Every year in a newspaper ad, hey, all of you poor white, all you filth, why don't you come out and give us some money and watch the Crackers play?
Well, were they calling the people that watched the team that or the team?
What?
Were they calling the team that or the people?
The people?
The people!
Well, I mean, what they're calling, they're basically saying, hey, we're the crackers, and if you like us, that makes you a cracker, too.
No, that's not necessarily the case, because the Redskins are not saying, oh, hi, all of our fans are Redskins. What an idiotic thing you just said, Bell.
You know what? I hate you. I really do. I hate you. I've never met you, Wheeler, but I've debated you a couple times how I hate you.
No, that's fine. I don't care. I don't care what you think of me. I'm telling you that the term cracker, and I gave some scholarship to it. I looked it up and everything.
Yeah, you looked it up on, what do you call that, Dickman?
Found on Wikipedia.
Yeah, you looked it up on Wikipedia, and everybody knows that is just one lie after the next. Wikipedia is a scroll of untruths. Wikipedia is mendacity unchained. If Wikipedia were a guy, okay, it's a guy on steroids, a guy that broke free of the handcuffs on angel dust and beat up two cops. Okay? Thank you.
Ted, are you there?
Well, Phil, I'm still here, and I apologize for what Ted just did, but...
Ted, are you there?
E.T., hang on.
I want him back on the air right now before we go to break.
Yes, sir.
Nobody hangs up on it. That's the last time that guy hangs up. He's telling me how to do things. Hey, Ted?
What?
Don't hang up on me.
Well, I was done talking.
As a rule for all the guests on the show, from here on out, you say goodbye like a respectful human being, and then when I want you to hang up, you hang up.
I got a place full of people here, man. I got to kick ass. Okay, I got a business to run. What's the matter with you?
I don't care. You're going to say goodbye.
Goodbye. There, are you happy?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
All right, Dean and Ted, thank you very much for joining us here on this edition of Pointless Debate. That's what I think I'm going to call it from now on. Pointless Debate here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I think it had a good point. The idea that the people of Atlanta were called nothing more than moldering garbage with arms,
that's not what... I think Dean had the...
You think Dean did?
Yeah, I think Dean had the actual answer. I don't think it was offensive at all. Phil Hendry Show.